Now we'll start all over again. This is the interview with Anderson Big Pond and Elwood Big Pond on the family cemeteries that they know about, as well as any other cemeteries that they might know about here in Creek County. Okay, Mr. Big Pond, we're telling about where your father was buried. That is over about 2 miles east and about a quarter to a half a mile north of the Mills Chapel Schoolhouse. Is that right?
Let's see.
Right there by Little Deep Fork Creek. On the south side of Little Deep Fork Creek, but it'd be on the east side of that road.
I don't believe that's 2 miles. I believe that's a mile. Coming from Mills Chapel, you come to the corner there.
Come down, that's 2 miles over there. Huh? That'd be a mile, actually a mile over there.
And the road you turn north. In there to go to Duff right. Bowl, and that would be a mile.
A mile.
About a mile and...
That's right, you're right.
About a mile and...
About a mile and a half, looked like.
About a mile and a half, yeah.
Okay. Then north up, to get before you get to Little Deep Fork Creek, then on the east side of that road. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now then, the Clinton Cemetery, that would be called the Clinton Cemetery.
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as I know, that's
as far as you know.
Yeah.
Okay, then the Big Pond Family Cemetery then would be 5 miles east, a mile south.
About a mile and a quarter.
About a mile and a quarter south.
Yeah.
And east about a quarter of a mile. Is that right?
Yeah, about a quarter of a mile.
Well, we've got that marked as Big Pond Family Cemetery. All right, is there any other, we were talking earlier about these, the babies that's buried out here. Do you want to put them on here, or do we want to let them go? I'm going to leave that strictly up to
it's
you.
It's not a cemetery, but I
it's a family burial plot, isn't it?
Yeah.
It would be a family burial plot. Mm. So we're going to mark this one. We'll
this
mark
little
it.
Baby here was... It died at birth.
Okay. What we'll do with this one then,
yeah.
We'll mark this one over here, ELWOOD, family, plot. That will be this one right out here.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll call that one 85. And, we'll mark that right there, 85. Well, let's call that the Elwood Big Pond family plot. Okay, anything else that you can think of?
No, you might know.
Now, how about the one north of? Where Grandma live on the roof there. Several graves in there.
Two babies there, but that's been sold too.
It don't make any difference about it being sold if there's two babies there. It's a family plot. And as I say, what has got me stirred up on this thing, got me teed off. I've run into one back over east of Kellyville over here. Right there it was a large graveyard. It was called the Buck Trot. Little Buck Trot. Over here east of Kellyville, that's the old boy just taking the bulldozer.
Ooh.
Bulldozer all down, just piled the stone and everything up. Went in and planted a garden on top of it. That burnt me up.
That's not in there for us.
Now, the Indian Nation Council, they've got a report of this, as well as two attorneys here in Bristow. And they say that they can be something done about that.
Yeah.
That a burial ground, regardless of where it is or what it is sacred. If it's one or if it's a hundred, it's still sacred ground.
That must have been Tunja Bertrot's place, north, kind of a north of...
Well, it blew east out of Kellyville.
East.
East out, east, straight east out of Kellyville out there. Back out there on the hill. About a mile and a half, mile east of Kellyville out there and then back south down there. I heard this from a fellow by the name of Felix.
Jim Felix.
I believe his name was Oscar. Oh, Amos.
Amos.
Amos Felix.
Yeah, we know.
Amos was telling me about this.
Yeah.
I read it down, and sure enough, that's what's happened.
Well, this is not the cemetery that what was it? Wanikawee.
Yeah.
Wanikawee and Pat Barnett. You know, they were always feuding over. A cemetery up there that her grandfather supposed to have plowed it up or something like that.
We'll be ready in a few minutes to do.
Plowed it up and
trying to find a cemetery.
You know anything?
Not
really. Well, all right. I'll probably, when we get this done, they're talking about they want me to take old Buck and also old Moe County. And do the same thing for the bunch in there.
Yeah.
We have found 85 here in the Creek County area.
Well, that's a bunch of them.
And it doesn't make any difference whether it's a white cemetery, colored cemetery, Indian cemetery, family burial plot, or what.
You work for the Creek Nation? Or just working for
it? This is for myself.
All right.
This is for myself. For the Genealogy Society of Bristow.
Yeah. Well, I thought that's what I read it in the paper. And then
Genealogy Society in Bristow. They appointed me and the wife to run this all down. And if we get this all run down, it'll be put on a computer form. Well, the names of the cemetery and roughly how it's laid out, it's taken care of, it's got a fence around it, roughly how many graves is in it, the whole work. Well, you'd be surprised. I've already come up with 85
yeah.
here in Greene County, and I've been just damn near to all of them. Oh, but this one back off over here that I found out about this morning, where his dad was buried. I didn't know anything about that one. And I didn't know anything about the family, Big Pond Family Cemetery. I didn't know anything about that. I heard about it yesterday evening, but I didn't know anything about it. Gene Conley's wife will tell me about this yesterday evening. And, well, there's not one thing for me to do. I just go run down the man that run down the man with the plans.
Yeah, this fellow, this Big Pond, there's a Big Pond Cemetery in the pew.
Yeah, that's off over here.
Yeah.
That's way off over here, and there's also a Cowie over there.
Yeah.
There's a Cowie Cemetery over there as well as a Big Pond Cemetery over there.
Probably they're together.
Well, they're right there close together. It's yet maybe 4 minutes at the car apart.
Yeah.
They're all right there together.
Now, Jack Tiger. Don't they have a...
Jack Tiger's buried south of the pew. Kind of off in the woods or somewhere. It's an old cemetery right in there.
South of the pew?
Yeah.
Okay, how far south?
Let's see.
I don't want you to go getting you all upset now. I want you to just relax. I want you to relax.
Now, I know you could, now there's a girl, woman live over there. She's married to Jake Barnett. Now they live in Depew.
No, I heard about them, Barnett live out here north of town.
Well, that's some of the same county, but they live in Depew. Now that's, Jack Tiger was her dad with her. Jake's wife.
Hattie?
Yeah.
Hattie,
what's Jake's wife's name?
Hattie and, Jack Tiger.
Yeah. Is it Lodi Tiger?
They buried.
Lodi?
Lodi, Lodi Tiger.
Lodi.
Lodi. But it's Lodi Barnett now.
Yeah.
She's married to Jake Barnett. And they live south of the Pew, maybe about a mile south of the Pew.
Well, it's a cemetery on the
road. Well, yeah. Now, this is a Barnett Cemetery. Barnett Cemetery I was telling you about last night. See, this is Barnett Family Cemetery. Now, Pat Ruth Barnett, she was married to William Barnett. And now this Miss Tawee and Pat were always kind of at odds with one another. And one day Pat told me that the feud has lasted for a number of years on account of her grandfather had plowed up Mrs. Tawee's grandfather, something like that there. But I was wondering when you tell me about this over there, Kelly Ellis, some other minute ago. And I just wonder if that's the same place or not.
No, this one's over here south of Kellyville. This one over here, then, will be over here about a mile south, you say about a mile south of Depew?
Well, you can
this
locate.
One here.
You can
this
locate.
This one here.
Well, I've been back in there now, I'm not too for sure, but you could contact
Lodi. Here, Teddy. Yeah, that's her.
Lodi?
Lodi. Jack Tiger, where Jack Tiger's buried in that cemetery now. I don't know the name of it, but Lodi Tiger, Lodi Tiger Barnett. She lives there, and she could probably tell you more about that. Now,
they tell me that a rancher bought that place, and he, I don't know whether he bought anything or not, but he's pasturing the horse.
Well, that's not going to hurt it. You know, they go in there and go to throwing them damn plow down this beat. Mm-hmm. A lot of them graves that, Lord, they're supposed to be over to 6 feet deep, but now you know as well as I do that there's some places here in this part of the country there's no way that you're going to dig 4 to 6 feet deep.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of them that wouldn't be over 2 feet deep. And the equipment they've got nowadays, well, it's nothing for them to fly 2 feet deep or scratch 2 feet deep.
Now I've got one here I'd like to ask you about.
All right.
I usually save all these all the time. Okay. Now
Robert Biggs.
Robert Biggs. Now he was buried in Oak Crest Memorial Park. Is that the same as the Bristol Cemetery?
That would be the Bristol Cemetery.
Well, you see why I was wondering about it. Yeah, I got one on Barney Harjo. Now he's related. To Harjo that north down to Bristol City Cemetery. So I just
well, see, that'd be that Oak Crest. That would be the same thing. Now, I think that's right, but now I wouldn't say definitely sure. But now, the reason I'm saying that is this. Now, out here west of Bristol, stop and think a minute now. And you too, Anderson. Out here west of Bristol, now, you know they had the old Four Farm Cemetery or the Pauper Cemetery, whichever one you want to call it. Had them little crosses sitting right there beside the road.
Yeah.
All right, now right just up on the hill there, on the south side of 66. Now there is a graveyard there, but I have not been able to get any name on it.
I think I know what you're talking about, but I don't know too much about that.
I don't either. I can't run anybody down that's got a name on it.
You know, out west of Bristol.
Out there where that Deep Rock Camp is, out there west of Bristol.
What do you call it, a poor farm?
Yeah, the poor farm. Or at the Poor Farm graveyard. It's right down here beside the highway. They've got some little crosses in there on it.
Sit right on that?
Sit right on the north side of the highway.
And all them little crosses.
All them little crosses there. Now just up about 200 or 300 yards right west of that, on the south side of the road, in them trees, there is another cemetery.
I've been by there, but I wouldn't know.
But I would say that this here, I would say that that's what this is right here. But I will check this out and make sure.
You think it's the Bristol Cemetery?
Oak Crest Memorial.
No, I got lots of this stuff, so I don't have to be guessing. I can tell you for sure.
Well, I'll check this out and see where that Oak Crest is. And if it is the old Bristol Cemetery, then it's out there of the Army.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Since I was reading something, going through some of these, I just kind of, well, I know we got the Magnolia Cemetery.
We got the 44 out there. We got the Magnolia. Mm-hmm. Really and truly, that should be Hardy out here instead of Magnolia. Or Roy Dunaway, when he put that thing in, he just got a 100-year lease on it. He couldn't buy the land. He got a 100-year lease on it and placed that cemetery there. And yeah, that man has got rich on his grave.
Yeah.
Just on leased land.
Yeah.
Well, that 100 years up. Now, here's the $64 question. Will the Harjo family renew the 100-year lease?
But they never did buy that. They just got a 100-year lease.
They just got a 100-year lease on
it. That's
interesting.
That's that Magnolia. That's that one north of town.
They never did buy that. They just leased it for 100 years, which I didn't know.
Now, Roy Dunaway told me this himself before he died. Now, Roy and I were pretty close there at one time. And he told me when he first went to laying that thing out, God damn, Roy, you're really sticking your neck out, ain't you, buddy? And I got a 100-year lease on it for $2 a year, but I don't think I'm sticking the neck out very far. No, I don't believe you are either.
But it's going to complicate things.
In the future, it's going to complicate things.
If you don't buy it, I mean, if you try to buy it, they probably stick the price to you. What's going to happen to it?
Well, Ron Schumacher, whenever you go out there and buy a plot, they give you a deed to that plot.
Yeah.
Well, now that deed is worthless as paper that is written by it being leased land. There is no way that he can give a clear deed to that plot of ground.
Yeah.
But he can write one out. Everybody doesn't know this.
Now, this is south of town here. Now, I thought that was the old Tiger Cemetery to call that one. Because there's lots of people buried there. Palmer Tiger and Palm Tiger and all of them buried in there.
Now, Flo Weaver told me that was called the Harjo.
Well, they must have... that was there before the Harjos existed.
Well, that is very possible, isn't it?
But I guess the Harjos, since they do bury there, I guess.
Well, it's kind of family.
Yeah, it's kind
it's
of a family.
Family. It's
yeah,
sort of a family.
It's all family.
It's sort of a family get together.
Because you see, my mother's mother, she's buried there.
Wait a minute, Oak Hill. Okay, now we've got. I don't know whether you know it or not. Now that would be out. That'd be out the new century. Now there's Bristol. They've got another cemetery that was the original Bristol Cemetery. I didn't know whether you knew that or not. Now they've got another one. You go out east of Bristol on 16.
Yeah.
And you start down the hill there across Sand Creek.
Yeah.
Just before you drop over that hump, go down Sand Creek. That's straight south, back up there, was the original old Bristol Cemetery. And I call it Foster Cemetery, but I didn't know at the time that it was the old Bristol Cemetery. Because the reason I did that was Arthur Foster's grandfather. He's buried there, and he's the one that's got the big stone. He's got a big stone.
I didn't even know there was a cemetery there.
It's, will be located...
Well, that would be kind of north.
Right here. Right here. Right there where it's located.
Well, it'd be kind of located... Well, they got some apartment buildings.
Well, see, that's north end apartment building.
North end apartment.
It's the north end apartment building. Now, they tell me, I've been in there, the wife's got two uncles that's buried there and that thing. Mm-hmm. That's what got us to really checking into it. Mm-hmm. And then as time's come on, this was the original, the old Bristow Cemetery, before they moved out on the hill out there.
Is that what they call a 60?
Maybe, I don't know.
Right north of 2 miles east of Bristow,
no,
right
this,
north.
No, this is just right, now is there one out there by 60?
Well, I heard of people being buried out there.
Out there by Model 60 then?
Yeah. You go 2 miles east and then north.
2 miles east and go north up there.
Yeah, right in there.
I didn't know anything about that. Okay, we go 2 miles east. Be here. Go north. Took a mile. And now then that road, according to this map, it don't show if that road goes all the way through there. But it does. It goes through and comes back out the bottom of the hill over there. It's Joe Allen. You go wind around, come on around, come back. Yeah, old Joe Allen Hill. At the bottom of the old Joe Allen Hill.
What did the Pine Hill, did they have a cemetery?
Yep, yeah, sure did.
They cut one.
They've got one well up here. And Sally Pine Hill, she's buried way south of the original. The one, the original cemetery, it's right up on the bank of Polecat. You remember where Pine Hill Schoolhouse used to be?
Yeah.
Okay, you go east from Pine Hill Schoolhouse. You cross the creek. You go on down, the road is going straight there, and the road comes right around beside the creek. Just before you make that curve, it's setting right back south. Southeast of where on the east side of the creek.
I was pretty young in those days. I don't remember.
Then the old Sally Pine Hill, she didn't want, they didn't bury her down there in the old Ridge Cemetery. They buried her back south of there about a quarter to a half mile up on the side of the hill on her allotment up there. And you got the old Irish Skeeter, Irish Mosquito. You remember him?
Yeah.
And you've got the old Irish Mosquito Cemetery back over on the Skeeter Creek. Okay, now then, there's another question that's been a rubbing me. Oh, yeah. I was called late yesterday evening. About a cemetery, you go to Kellerville, go west out of Kellerville to the first road that goes north. Which, when that road goes all the way through to 33 Highway up there, and then you come out up there at Bluebell. When you turn north up there, just about a mile north, just before you cross the turnpike up there. On the west side of the road, there's supposed to be a cemetery sitting in there behind, according to this party that called me, there's supposed to be a cemetery in there. There's five or six graves in
there. You know, you get more information on that, you just talk to Joe Watashi.
Okay.
Right in there.
All right, I see Joe Watashi's got on up the road. On up the road then, to the next mile section, north of there. And then a mile and a half west is where the old Wauwatosa Cemetery is. Mm-hmm. And the old Wauwatosa stompground and so on and so forth in there. Okay. Then, I don't know whether I've got this one right or not. You come back over to that road going on up there. Up about a half a mile north of that road now. There is one setting back west of the road over there. They say there's probably 25 or 30 graves in it. But I didn't have a chance to go in and look this one over. It was wet and I didn't have a chance to go in and look it over. But they tell me now that they call that one George. That's what I was told yesterday on this one. They call that one George. Do you know anything about that?
No, but I know a few Georges, but I don't know nothing about cemetery.
Okay, let me backtrack here to 65. I've got two here. See, where's 65 at? Okay, 66, same way. All right, now then. 66. Do you know anything about go down here to the road that goes across there at the airport? And go west just before you get to the airport over there. On the north side of the road. There. Do you know of anything about in there?
I'd be going on past the Kelly farm in there.
Yeah, I see it'd be right on the Kelly farm in there, and then this plot lays right in there between the airport and the Kelly farm. Now, I do know there's dwelling, Indian dwelling down there. But to tell you, I didn't even
know. The only one I know was buried in there. The cemetery would be Eddie Harry.
Oh, have you got the Harry Cemetery?
All right, would that be it?
You go up here to the 3 mile.
Well, 2 miles?
I see 2 miles out of town.
Yeah. Okay,
right across the deep point bridge. And you go about a mile and three quarters.
West. Okay.
And it's got a big sign there. It did have a big sign, the Harry Cemetery.
Okay, that's the damn thing I'm trying to find. That would be this 66. Harry.
Eddie Harry.
There's a Watson. One of those Watson girls is buried. Remember the one they called Salina died in Clamor?
Okay,
right
now that would be.
Did they bury her there?
Yeah.
That would be the Eddie Harry. That would be the cemetery that I'm talking about.
Well, I think they just got Harry Cemetery.
Okay, that's what we put down here. We put Harry.
Yeah.
Harry Cemetery down there.
Now there's an old house that's kind of off in the woods, right out there, right alongside the road, they did have a big sign that says Harry Cemetery. Big sign about like that. That's just level four. It's down.
You come off that hill there and you drop
down at the bottom of that school. School there?
That was right on going to the corner that's sitting on top of
here. Yeah, well, it was down at the. You know where it's at, yeah.
I've got that. I had it marked, but it had no name for it. Okay, 65. Let me see where let me run 65 down. I know there's another one in there. But I gotta find it.
That book's right here, 62.
Yeah. Let's find 65. I've had to come back in after. Had to come back in and as they went to coming in, I've had to come back in and remark everything. They're scattered, the numbers are scattered everywhere. Eight, 64, 59. I don't see it right now. Oh yeah, right here. That's the one over here. Just this side of Depew now. You come around the curve, coming out of Depew. Come around that curve, get straightened out in there, right in there, right south of that, it'll be southwest of that salvage yard out there. On the south side of the road. There used to be a sign up there, but the sign is gone. It's out there, so you come in there where that road goes south of Gypsy.
Mm-hmm. It must be right in there by where old man Kilgore used to live.
Yeah, it's out there south of the Kilgore place out there. Well, see, before the highway was finished in there,
yeah,
his son was killed. Got on that curve just east of the house, on that damn crooked curve in there. They tried to take that curve in. But you have any idea what that cemetery would be?
No, I don't.
That would be this one right here.
Is it pretty close to the railroad?
It would be north of the railroad.
No. Well, back there, Jim Bigpond got killed on the railroad right there. Well, he didn't die then, but he got his arm, leg cut off, and he died later on, but I don't think he was buried there.
But there used to be a big sign up there that sign is gone now.
Yeah.
But it's out there between Bristol and Depew.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I've got another one in here, I think. 71. Where's 71 at? Yeah, that's this one up here. We didn't know on this one. Still no name for that one. Sixty-one we call George. Now this 18 we still haven't got a name for it yet. That's this one out here just the other side of the pull upon.
Seemed like wasn't there a sign up there?
There used to be a sign up there.
Now tell me something. Where, I think there's a cemetery by the name of Haydenville or something like that. I always see that come up every day.
Haydenville.
Yeah, I know where Haydenville is, but it seems like there's something right down here. Haydenville might not have been Hayden or Haydenville or something like that.
I don't know what that name is up there.
Yeah. Now the Knights have a cemetery down there. You know where the old Tuskegee School is?
Yeah, the old Tuskegee School. Here it is, right here.
You go about a mile north.
About
a half a mile north, then about a quarter of a mile back east. Now there's a cemetery in there too.
Okay.
But
McKnight.
Knight.
Knight.
K-N-I-G-H-T. Now, I'm not too. I've been there, but I'm not too.
Okay. Concerned. Yeah, I know. I know the people that's up there.
Now, where's the Bear Cemetery?
Bear.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you in a minute.
Nice.
You saw it over here, didn't you?
Read that, come
Baker,
up.
Baker, Battle, Buckshot, Tiger, Phillip, Harlansville, Brown. Well, I had it here.
reason I was asking. Now, I got that cemetery north of Tuskegee there, that school there. I was thinking that the Bear Cemetery and it was the same place, but they say it's the same.
No, it's not. That is the, where in the world is that at? I know Bear's on there.
I seen it a while ago somewhere.
Waddy Sewell, Odie Tiger, Bucktrot, Gil Grease Battle, Bucktrot Baker, Drum Right, Calvey, Warfern Brown, Bucktrot, Clinton. Here it is, number three, the Bear. You got here.
Now let's see, this is
that's west, come right straight north, Tuskegee.
Yeah.
That would be out there. What is now known as the Judiman Place.
Yeah.
Down there on the Judiman Place.
Yeah.
See, Rolly Bear lived just before you get, Rolly Bear's place is just before you get up to the Judiman Place. Yeah.
Well,
and on north of that then is Judiman Place, and it's back off out. It's back off out to the right, back off out there. Anything else you can think of?
Now Clarence Brown, they have a cemetery there.
Okay, now we've got a Brown. Another Brown. We've got a Brown here somewhere. Yeah, Teddy Brown. Old man Brown. And we got a Teddy Brown. Now this is where the names are given to me. 73 and 76. 73 and 76. That'd be right in here. 73. Brown there, but that's not right. Brown or Long over there south. Galway's in there. There's another one here. The old man Brown is down 76. That would be down 5 miles south.
East of Gipsy?
Yeah. Marked this thing last night. 75, 74, and 75. All right, 74 is Teddy Brown.
Ted Brown.
Ted Brown. 75 is Washburn.
Washburn. That would be.
Yeah, you got 5 miles. Go straight east here.
Yeah, 2 miles.
2 miles and go
no, 1 mile
and go straight south.
Yeah, it kind of worries that.
Okay, Ted Brown is in there too.
Is that what Teddy Brown got?
Yeah. Teddy Brown's in there too. Okay, then 77. It's back over here right west of Iron Post. That's the old Mason Bucktrot.
Madison
Bucktrot. And is that right?
They got their own cemetery.
Okay, that's where we got it marked, Madison Bucktrot. Okay. 78. It's right in here for this mark last night. Yesterday. We just marked that 79 of Clinton. In here. 78 of it. Well anyway, 78. We got the Lucy Deer. Lucy Deer.
Is that the same one they call Woosie Deer?
Woosie, that's it.
Woosie Deer.
Woosie Deer. That was, yeah, here it is, way up here.
That's around
Sepulveda. That's up there over the turnpike gate, out of Sepulveda. 79 is Lunkford. That's right in here.
Right down here.
No, that'd be, that would be there. Maybe we're wrong with that. We got the Lunkford. No, that's 79 at Clinton. 79 at Clinton. 80 at Lunkford. Okay, that would be just right down the road down here. Okay. 81 at Lane. The Lane, Lane Cemetery. 83 is the Clinton.
Now, is it
81, that's the Lane. That's way at the heck off over here. That's way off over here in the southwest, southeast corner of, well, it'd be the southwest corner. Back off down there.
Lunkford had two cemeteries?
I don't know.
What, when Charlie's mother, she was buried down here at,
probably Tuskegee. It,
they call that Tuskegee, not Tuskegee.
Edna, huh? Down around Edna. The big cemetery.
Got 83. Let's see, where's 83 at? Now 83. Now we'll come back in here. That's the Clinton Cemetery. Out east of town out here. 84 then is the family cemetery. 85 then is yours. Mm-hmm. 86 is Knight.
Wiley Knight.
Yeah, Wiley Knight. Now you got the McNack Cemetery.
McNack.
McNack.
M-C-N-A-C. Yeah. No, I haven't.
See, they got a cemetery right there at where they live.
Oh, where's that at?
Well, you go out to 48 out here.
Right, 48, north on 48?
Yeah, north on 48, but I can't, it's quite a ways out there. 8 or 9 miles out there, I guess. And then you turn and go back east. But
east just like, or west?
West.
Okay, but, then I'd be out there what they call the old Matt Baker corner.
I don't know about that.
See, that'd be about 8 miles north up there. Like you're going on substation.
Yeah.
And see, then, before you get to there, you got the Harlandsville Cemetery, and then there's no other road.
Yeah, that Harlandsville Cemetery. That's the one I was trying to...
Harlandsville, yeah.
Yeah, Harlandsville. That's
it right there.
But anyway, just like I told you, that if you contact that Amos McNack, he can give you the exact directions. Now he live out right, he live out where Bethel lives. He lives right across the road from Bethel.
Oh, okay.
And, or he's listed in the telephone directory. He can probably give you the exact mileage out there and some information on it, but all I know is it's a cemetery there.
Okay.
Family.
All right. Anything else you might think of?
That's the only ones I can think of.
Okay. We'll stop this thing.